So we move to the next agenda item on Lee Yuen Moon Waterfront Enhancement Project. Here, I think the Secretariat has given to us an attendance list from four major parties that all of you have. Do you have any interest to declare, members?
Attendance list? I have no attendance list here.
No? In this case, then we would just like to.
Sir, is it
Do you have
table?
This, the attendance list? Item 3?
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
Chairman, the only point that I would raise on these attendance lists that in preparation of this, I wonder where the those who are who have a different opinion about the development of these of the Lei Moon waterfront, and I find them missing from this item. There have been 190 objections raised in the past, and also
Paul, we are talking about the attendance list.
Yes, indeed. So in preparing for this project, I just found missing the attendance of those who have objected to this in the past. So we're getting here a one-sided view of the project.
Do you have any interest to declare?
I'm definitely one of the objectors with many others.
So you have no interest to declare on this?
As I said, I'm an objector to this project.
Okay. So what do members feel? Probably, you know, I think it's just a matter of opinion. It's not a conflict of interest. So probably, yeah. So probably, you know, just stay here and be allowed to voice his opposition, right? So that is the purpose of the task force to discuss.
Chairman, if I raise the point again, in preparing for this agenda item, I find missing in the attendance and those who are going to present the people who have objected
sure.
to this in
so,
the past.
Yeah, could the secretary give us an idea why certain parties are being invited here?
For members' information, this item 3 on Lei Yuen Moon Waterfront Enhancement Project was actually submitted by the team of the Tourism Commission. So the attendance list is mainly the attendance list of the project proponent. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, thank you. So with this, we would like to invite the four parties to make a presentation. Please try to make it short, 10 minutes, please. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman and members. I'm Winifred Jung from the Tourism Commission. And today with me are our team members from the Architectural Services Department and their consultant, and also CDV members, and also a DC member representing the Lei Yuen Moon area, Mr. Lui Dong Hai. May I now hand this over to HSD's consultant, Thomas Chow, Architect Limited, Benny will do the presentation. Thank you.
Morning, everybody. I'm Benny. Let's start the presentation on the Lei Yuen Moon Waterfront Enhancement Project. First slide. Our subject site starts immediately after the seafood restaurants at the north side of the site. And our project team has identified five spaces, which is the existing topography, and modified into new lookout points. And along the footpath is about 500 meters, linking all the lookout points from the main access point at the left of the slide to the Tin Hau Temple at the right of the slide. Next. As you can see, this is the existing lookout point number one. The top view is the existing situation, and the lower part will be the revised situation. For the project, we try to adopt the ocean theme, and for the lookout point, we are using the existing vegetation and also with some additional planter box and seating so as to preserve the existing environment. And next. As you can see, the comparison of the two. Next. You can see there's not much change, especially this is number lookout point number 3, which is very close to the existing neighborhood. And according to the latest guideline from ASD, the new lighting device is installed with the consideration not to create the light pollution and also not to disturb the close neighborhood next to the footpath. And this is the local point number 4. Next. And this is the local point number 5. Yeah, next. That's the focus of the park, which is transformed from the existing park to a new one. We have also created a new tarp-shaped viewing platform at the lower part of the slide, and to create a new landmark matching the human. And also there's a tensile structure which will echo the Hong Kong Museum of Coastal Defense on the other side of the harbor, which is also a tensile structure, but this one of course is much smaller in scale, and which serves as a rain shelter too. And also the children play area will be further enhanced with some new children play facilities. Next. And the landing facilities will be provided by CEDD, and we are going to have it beautified and with the pergola alongside the promenade serves as rain shelter too. And also you can see there's a lot of vegetation which helps to further enhance the environment. Next. You can see some detailed section of the shelter and also the relationship between the shelter and the vegetation. And also the lower part is the carved-shaped platform details. Mosaic in waveform will also cover the parapet wall. In addition, there's also some 900x900 millimeters mosaic pattern along the footpath, which echo the ocean theme. Next, and this is the outlook of the shelter we are going to propose. Next, and this is the mosaic patterns we'll propose to along the footpath. I think that's all for our presentation.
Thank you. So that's from the Tourism Commission. Before I open the floor for discussion, I would also like to give members some background that this item of Lei Yuen Mun Waterfront Enhancement Project has been discussed by the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, the Subcommittee on Harbour Plan Review, in September the 24th, 2008, of which the subcommittee, according to the minutes, have no in principle objection to enhancing that and would like to see the detailed design that incorporate the comments that have been made at that time. And then the amendments to the approved Cha Guo Liang Yau Tong Lei Yuen Mun outline zoning plan have been commented and discussed in the Harbourfront Enhancement Commission Subcommittee on Harbour Plan Review on the 4th of November 2009, of which members have also looked at and raised comments about the amendments. And here, that's why the Tourism Commission has been asked and to give comments and to brief us on the detailed design that we can comment in this particular meeting of the task force. So may I now open the floor for comments from members, please?
Madam Chair, if I may start.
Yeah.
Obviously, design is a subjective thing, and people are going to have different views. But I do just wonder about the blue tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Reminiscent to me very much of a swimming pool, if you like, as against an outdoor external feature. I sense that the designer is trying to make a statement, but I just wonder whether it's the sort of statement that may over time become dated, if you like, or may not be acceptable in the longer term. May cause some interest in the short term, but it is very different to anything we've seen along the waterfront before.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder what response the designer has to that, and also what members' views are as well. just a bit of background as well. When we visited this site as the Harbour Enhancement Committee as well in the past, and one of our main concerns was not necessarily what's going to happen immediately along the waterfront, but also what's going to happen in terms of the beach and the proposal at one stage to create a set, potentially, I think what was a seven-story goddess on the rocks at the, on the waterfront. And I just wonder where things stand on that as well, because that would have a major impact on the waterfront.
Good. Thank you. So the blue theme, as well as, you know, on development on the beach, is particularly the Tin House statue.
Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Brook. And perhaps I will explain a little bit on the latest position regarding the Tin House statue first, and then later I'll leave our consultant to explain the blue color scheme. As for the Tin House statue, it's not part of this project. So we have to make clear about this point. It's only a proposal from the locals, which is still in a very initial stage. But then, since the hearing of the town planning board a few months ago, in fact, the beach area has been zoned as coastal protection area (CPA), and so whatever to be put there will have to be agreed by the town planning board again. And then, so we are not in this at this stage to comment on that, because after all, it's not part of the Tourism Commission's project.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. The blue thing?
Yes, for the blue part, we know that also there's some traditional Chinese which do, particularly do not like the blue part, and we are very concerned about the effect. So we have made several samples, and finally we got one we think the Chongdang color of the blue will be acceptable to us. Maybe we can pass along to, for everyone to see. That's the I think the five samples, the final one, we think is acceptable. The contrast is not that much.
Thank you. So also other comments? Yes.
I want to understand more about the if there is any project to improve the quality of the water there. The odor, and then the, and I also want to understand, you know, if the existing restaurants in that area, would there be any change to the layout and also the setup, whatever, whether there would be buildings built to house all those restaurants, or are we going to keep the same structure in the future?
Yeah, thank you. So, two questions, the water quality and the scale of the seafood restaurants in the area, please.
Since the 1st of August this year, in fact, the ordinance to control, to monitor the quality of seawater has been imposed. And then, in fact, FHB has been monitoring this very closely, including the water tanks of the sea, of the Lei Yumun restaurants. So they confirmed that the water quality of the water for keeping the seafood, the fishes there, are okay. And then, as regards the original structures of the seafood restaurants, in fact, they are the major attractions to visitors, because the visitors would like to see the big fish tanks, the old style structures there. So we have no intention to convert them into modern style restaurants.
So that would be basically the scale would not change a lot. Am I right on this?
Not at all.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And on the water quality, so basically EPD says that the quality has been of a reasonable standard. But is there any plan to further improve this? Because, you know, the water quality hasn't been too good from the previous papers.
I think there are two aspects. One is the water quality for keeping the fresh fishes, crabs, and so on. Mm-hmm. And the other is the general sewage system in the area. For the water quality being kept in the fish tanks, that HB will inspect the water quality from time to time. So they are under control now. And then as regards the sewage issue in the Yuen Mun area, in fact, we have taken note of the town planning board members' concerns during the last hearing. So in, what we are doing now are we are adopting a two-pronged approach. For the long-term ones, EPD and DSD, that is the Environmental Protection Department and Drainage Services Department, will commence shortly, before the end of this year, a detailed study to find a way to solve the problem on a long-term basis. But in the interim, we are going to construct an underground septic tank in the area to at least to resolve the problem, to reduce the problem for the time being. And then this will be done in parallel with the enhancement project. So we will ensure that when the enhancement project is completed, the septic tank will be there already.
Good. Thank you. Yes.
Chairman, I just want to clarify one thing.
Sure.
We're looking at these projects. Then we have, obviously, water problems. Are we endorsing, quote-unquote, a project submitted to this task force if they could improve existing environment problem? Or should we look at the project, whether they will bring in any impacts and extra and a problem? Because I'm looking on the objectives. They did not say they want to improve the existing situation. So I don't know where, in what direction we should move. And I just want to get it clarified, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. As far as I can see, I think we should look at all aspects. It's not just water quality, but it's also local community, the local economy, and so on. But I'll let the Tourism Commission to comment on this. Have you looked at other aspects?
In fact, our mandate, in fact, is to make sure that Lei Yuen Mun will maintain its attractiveness is to visitors. But in planning this Lei Yuen Mun project, we would like to take the opportunity to bring improvements to other aspects as well. In fact, the sewage problem in the area is not an area of the generated by the seafood restaurants. It's mainly by the squatters living there. Although the Tourism Commission is not responsible for looking after the sewage problem of the squatters, but we still want to take this opportunity to improve that area in general and as a whole. And in fact, for the seafood restaurants, each of them have now their own septic system. And then in future, even there is an increase of visitors, they will be able to handle that. And then in fact, the DC member sitting next to me is knows this very well. Maybe I invite Mr. Lui Dong Hai to explain a little bit more on this.
Yes, please.
多謝主席，有少少感冒，唔好意思。就呢個方面咧，一個李業門佢酒家本身自己有化糞池嘅嚇，呢個咧係衞生七排嘅一個條件。第二，村裏邊係已經有兩個高標準嘅。公署村民呢有一部分是去那裡方便的解決他的大小二便問題，另外有一部分村民呢是有自己的化糞池的、至於出現個別這樣的情況，可能是市民呢自己貪方便啊，出現一種極個別的情況，我相信呢在政府部門採取一定的措施之後呢，這個問題是可以解決到的。多謝。
Thank you. Other comments before we
start? Chair, I just want to clarify. I think my question was, would there be an obligation on the proposer to bring in enhanced extra benefits to the environment rather than we just look at the project by itself and see whether it's a zero game, whatever impact they put? Because if that is the case, then we should bring the message to all the future proposals on any projects If they want to get a project endorsed by this commission, they better make something extra. I mean,
sure.
That was what I'm trying to clarify.
Yes.
It's not on this particular project,
yes.
What they have done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think as a, you know, task force, you know, and later on, if these comments are being endorsed by the commission, we are, you know, free to make any recommendations or conditions on the on our endorsement or on our comments, right? So that is free for us to do so. Other questions?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, although I'm not a frequent visitor to Lee Yuman's seafood restaurant, but whenever I go, I have some headache about the traffic there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about connectivity. So I don't know, once it has become a major tourist attraction, I don't know how far it can improve the traffic there, because there will be a lot of coaches going there. So I always see there's a lot of confusion in the traffic there. So I don't know how to, have you considered this problem, these issues?
Okay. Thank you, traffic. I think we still have a number of questions. Maybe I take two more before we ask Tourism Commission to comment on that. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. Actually, I think next comments on the Mosaic Tile actually hasn't been dealt with.
Yes,
and I tend to agree with Nick that actually it's not just the color. It is the specific type of mosaic tiles that, you know, we're talking about. You know, all these tropical fish. But Lee Yu Moon is not exactly Hawaii, Waikiki Beach. So I think something more appropriate, you know, for the area, it should be chosen instead of this kind of tropical beach side kind of character.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to come back after each of us have a time, you know, to look at the tiles. But if you have comments, please do raise it now here so that they can respond. Yes, Peter?
thank you, Madam Chairman. First, I think it's very good to see initiatives for enhancement of this area. Not before time, I think. One of the tasks of our task force, and in fact the commission itself, is to look at ways to introduce or upgrade points of interest around the harbour front to encourage visitation by locals and visitors. Lee Moon has been there for a long time. I've been in Hong Kong 30 years, but I think I've only been there twice. And last week, in advance of this meeting and looking at the agenda, I did an informal survey in my own office and sent a little thing around the office to 80 people.
Mm.
Not one of those people had been there in the last 5 years. And the general comments were that they felt it was dark, insanitary, uninteresting, and many of them equated it with a squatter area. And I would agree with those things too. And I think that really comes down to really what we're talking about today. There were strong doubts from everybody I talked to about the area's character and its ability to be a really genuine destination point for visitors. The background to this paper talks about a rustic setting. But if this is the best Hong Kong has to offer visitors in terms of a seafood restaurant destination, then I think we should worry. It's simply not attractive to visitors in just about every way. I think the upgrading scheme, frankly, is inadequate. The landscape is almost entirely cosmetic, little shrubs in square containers. It's just about the minimum possible type of scheme, frankly. The mosaic seems almost childlike to me. You know, we're putting a band-aid on a broken leg. And I think we need to go back to first base and look at ways to properly upgrade this area. We need to look at the entire picture. Obviously, as the chairperson pointed out, improving measures to reduce water pollution. I think Winifred did comment, and I'm not sure if I totally understood this point, that this proposal emanated essentially from the local community. And seemed to say that the Tourism Commission was simply helping to facilitate this. I think this should be a Tourism Commission scheme, really. It should be something that is done for the public. And we need to get a budget and invest properly into it. I mean, the budget for this sort of work must be absolutely minimal. And I would also finally agree with Paul. I think we do need to listen to other views about this area. If 190 objections were made to the town planning board, then I think we need to be conscious of these and see what they are actually saying. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So I think I'll take the last question first in relation to the attractiveness of Lee Yuen Moon to visitors and to local residents. It would be very helpful in particular if the Tourism Commission can give us some data or evidence, you know, of the attractiveness of the area. Then we deal on to the traffic, and I think we go back to the Mosaic Town at last. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and members. In fact, all the questions are very good questions. And then thank you for giving me this opportunity to explain a little bit more about this project. Now, first, about the traffic. As this member has rightly pointed out, a number of coaches were going to Lei Yuen Moon, especially after the FITs, free individual visitor scheme, has been introduced. And then that's why all the more that we need a landing step there. That is, we will provide one more means of transport to Lei Yuen Moon. That is Xibang. With this landing step, the yachts and also the sightseeing ferries can park at this landing step and unload the visitors so that they can go to the seafood restaurants and other parts of Lei Yuen Moon. So that's the traffic point, and then that's why what has been included in our enhancement project, there's one very important feature, that is the 30-meter long landing step, okay? And then the second about the Mosaic Town, and then I think we will take this point, and then we will go back and discuss with the architect to see, I think if they want to include some fish features, they should be fish that will be available in Hong Kong, okay? Not the other type of
that
dishes.
Is
yeah. Okay. And then for the attractiveness of Lei Yuen Moon, in fact, we agree that Lei Yuen Moon has been popular for many years, some years ago, over, I think, 30 years. And then it has becoming rather run down now. And then we have, if we do not do anything, I think it will be losing its patronage. And then whether or not we should do more now. Because we, in fact, I would also like to point out that although this project was initiated by the locals, in fact, for every project like this, we have to ask the Hong Kong Tourism Board to do a detailed assessment on the tourism merit of that project before we spend money on it. And then according to the Hong Kong Tourism Board, if this project can be implemented and delivered, the number of visitors will be per month will be increased from the present 3,000 to about 8,000 per month in future. And then for the tourism sector, that is the travel trade, they also agree that this will give one more attraction to the visitors, because now, apart from the mainland visitors, for the long-haul visitors, Lei Yuen Moon honestly is losing its attractiveness. So they really want us to do something about it. And another thing is that most people, when they go to Lei Yuen Moon, they just go to the seafood restaurant and have a lunch or dinner there, and then they go away. But then, in fact, Lei Yuen Moon has a lot of attractions. In fact, at present, people who have difficulty to get access to the waterfront, because they are very rather dangerous to climb on the rocks. So in this project, we are going to build a waterfront promenade so that people can walk along the promenade to enjoy the sea view. And also, in fact, at the very far end of Lei Yuen Moon, there are lots of heritage features, the abandoned canons, and then the Qin Hao Temple. But at present, very few visitors go there because they just eat and then they go. They don't know that there are attractions way behind the restaurants. So this waterfront promenade, together with the few lookout points, will enable the visitors to get to know more about the Lei Yuen Moon and spend more time there. And that's our objective.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I think surely, you know, members would like to hear more, like Peter, you know, raise the point that what's the major concern of the oppositions. Paul?
Yeah, that's... As I said before, I think that before any judgment is given on this project by this committee. I suggest that this committee hears the objectors, so that today no judgment is, and everything is withheld until you've heard the reasons of the objections and the alternative solutions that have been proposed by those objectors in the last year, I believe. In the meantime, prior to that, maybe that the Tourism Commission could prepare a number of a bit of information that this commission, that this task force could consider. Mm-hmm. First of all, if I just go to the last point, the dangerous rocks to walk on. It would be interesting to know where are those dangerous rocks that people would walk on today. I've been several times in Le Yumun and I've never seen any dangerous rocks to walk on. But it would be good to see. The second thing, what I think it would be good to see is there is a mention of the beach being declared a coastal protection area. It would be good to see the area of the beach and the area of the coastal protection area clearly on one map, to see what's the beach, the current beach, and what is the coastal protection area that has been proposed in the outline zoning plan. And I think this commission should evaluate those two maps. I think this commission should also consider the previous comments made in the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee. I believe they go beyond the text you've been briefed on. You may not have, as a chair lady, only just appointed, had a chance to take full consideration of all the discussions in Harbourfront Enhancement Committee.
Please, now is your turn. You tell us.
I don't think, let me put it this way, yeah. I don't think it's my job to do so.
Yeah.
But may I just point out that there was a strong objection to artificial features, and that in specifically the carp size platform, mm-hmm. was indicated here, was strongly objected to by the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, and it is clearly marked in the minutes of previous discussions. So mm-hmm. I suggest that you get a full briefing on previous discussions and not part briefing on the previous discussions, Chair.
Sure. I have all the records.
That would be good if we can, for the next occasion, that we will have all that information in front of us.
Yeah.
On the issue of location of the pier, the current location of the pier is in a is possibly in a location that is quite unnatural. Never ever have the villagers built a pier there. All the piers that have been built by the villagers for the last 150 years and even beyond that have never been in this location. There is some good wisdom why that has not been done. They've always been put in slack water on the west of Le Yumun and never on the south of Le Yumun in the current and fast current waters. There's two implications on this location choice. One is the amount of reclamation required. If you're in slack water, you don't need to break water. So it would be good to see the alternative options for putting the pier and a clear marking of the amount of reclamation for each of the options before we cast any further judgment on this proposal. Also, with the location of the pier, other issues that could be is the hydrographic conditions that should be clearly marked and provided for the different options. And I think that should include specifying the holding areas, any vessels hanging outside with passengers, and where would they be holding? And if they'd be holding in current, in water with strong currents, what is the risk of accidents if there's a engine failure on one of those boats with passengers? And I think we'll have to see where the risk is higher, in current water or in slack water. So I think those should be really evaluated before, any comment are made on this particular plan. On the issue of sewage, the septic tank that's being proposed, I think it should be made clear by the Tourism Commission exactly what the catchment area of that septic tank is, and whether that septic tank is operating the whole time or only operating when it's dry. And if it's raining, whether that septic tank is closed and not running and not operating as sewage is immediately discharged in the water for that particular area. I think in general, I think this committee is owed a full analysis of all the sewage generated by the entire area, the discharge locations, which restaurants have septic tanks, which ones have not, and whether the septic tanks are only intercepting the hard bits and the fluids are directly discharged in the ground and into the seawater, or whether that this catches all the fluids and the heartbeats, and I understand that it may not be the case. These septic tanks are often full. But I think that a full study is required before any comments are made. If there are any, I believe there is at least three issues in this village. And we see the same village in my recent encounters in the Phop Phu Lam District Council, exactly the same issues in Phop Phu Lam Village. It's the villagers themselves who are the greatest obstacle to fixing the sewage. The sewage has to be built through the village area, same in Phop Phu Lam Village, same in Lae Yuen Mun, and it's that obstacle. This is the villagers willing to relinquish their... So if we allow any further upgrades, and we set ourselves a target of putting in a pier, but we're not fixing the sewage, I think the villagers should be told, if you want your pier, you close down your shop, we fix the sewage, you get your pier afterwards. I think the timing of the program of fixing sewage and fixing pier should be placed in the right order. And I just wonder why we're not placing it in the right order. And I ask everybody to support that notion, because we're seeing the same in other villages. So if you can see the programming details and the impact then on the infrastructure solutions, the various, as far as I understand and remember from previous discussions, there are several solutions for the infrastructure for both the seawall, we have rising waters as we are having global warming. The seawall is an issue, it's a rubble wall. We have an issue with pier and landing, we have an issue with sewerage.
Yes.
And the infrastructure solutions may be able to address all those three if they're properly planned, and all possibly in one. Drawings have been made, studies have been done by the Drainage Services Department, which shows solutions which address all three in one structure. And that proposal has not been put forward here. Then the final point I'd like to see, Chair, is the issues of studies. The traffic study, as I understand, the MTR has opened recently in Yao Tong and improved significantly transport to the area. So we're having declining visitations despite the fact that transport capacity has dramatically increased.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my understanding is, and we'll have to see it from the various departments, is that there are currently a lot of boats bringing people to the area already. Actually, a quick look at the websites will show you that there is a great number of operators who bring people for visitation via Vida Harbour Tour to the area already. So the question is, how many additional people are we expecting versus the ones who are already operating? How many are already operating, and what is their obstacle? I don't think that we have seen any gravity studies. I don't think we have seen any breakdown of current transport modeling of transport flows to the area, and it would be good to see any of that before we make any further judgment on investing of $200 million in an additional pier, because it may not address the issue. On the issue of attractiveness, I hear a difference between 3,000 and 8,000 visitors. Yes. Besides the traffic study, I have anecdotal research the same way Peter has just clarified them, and I'd like to see some more detailed research. What is the exact concern that people have with the area?
Yes.
Anecdotal research is not just the fact that it's far, but it's pretty much that it smells dirty, and that it's unhygienic, and it's expensive. And the combination of those three is my anecdotal, but it would be good to see from the Tourism Commission their study that supports their data that supports this claim that it will go from 3,000 to 8,000 a month. So it's quite a bit of information, Chair, which I'm sure that cannot be provided today, but I hope can be provided before this task force expresses any support for this project.
That's very helpful. Thank you, Paul. May I take last round of comments first? Yes,
Peter? I'd just like to make one or two more comments. It is an objective of the Commission to ultimately connect promenades around the harbour, potentially even up to 50 kilometres of promenades around the harbour. So building one little bit of isolated promenade and lookout points, frankly, is a drop in the ocean. Can I just sort of emphasise this point, that if this area is going to flourish and continue as a seafood restaurant area, then this is where the emphasis of the plan has got to be. We only have to look at other destinations in Hong Kong, like this, like the waterfront in Sai Kung or Lamar Island, to see what people want. In Sai Kung, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people go there every lunchtime and every evening. Why? Because it's on the waterfront with great views and there's clear air. Now, I see no restaurant terraces or restaurants along the promenade, which is the obvious thing to be done. And I would come again back to the Tourist Commission. I see no objectives of what we're trying to do here, apart from this vague word, enhancement. And I would question whether, in fact, we are enhancing the area. I would back at what Paul says. I think we need a more comprehensive proposal that does include proper utility infrastructure. And I think we also need to visit the area during the hours of daylight to see some of these things for ourselves, including some of the opportunities that there clearly are. Thank you.
Other comments? Yes.
I only two points of clarification, one to Peter and one to Paul. Regarding Peter's point about the 190 objections made to Town Planning Board, I would like to clarify that actually the Town Planning Board received 95 representations on this project.
Yes.
The other 95 objections were made under the Foresaw and Seabed Reclamation Ordinance. They were not submitted to the Town Planning Board. Regarding the representation made under the Town Planning Ordinance, all the representatives were invited to a hearing of the representations in April this year, and all the representations were heard by the Town Planning Board. Regarding the second point about Paul mentioned about why there were two plans, one showing the project and the other showing the coastal protection area, the reason is that the project was made and gazetted last year on the OEZP, and as I said earlier, the hearing of the representation was held in April this year, and after hearing, the Town Planning Board proposed and subsequently endorsed an amendment to the OEZ Outline Zoning Plan to partially meet some of the representations, and the amendment was the rezoning of part of the oyster seabed and the rocky outcrop into coastal protection area. So that proposal for the coastal protection area was made subsequently to the gazetting of the plan on the project. And now at this stage, all the representations and the project, I mean the amendments to the OEZP to facilitate this project, as well as the proposed coastal protection area, are now being considered by the Executive Council. Subject to the EXCO's approval, the approved OEZP will be gazetted for public inspection. And under that approved OEZP, both the project and the coastal protection area will be shown on one plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Chairman, this is a clarification. I've asked for a map showing the exact layout of the current beach and the map of exact boundaries of the CPA, because the CPA does not cover the beach.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So any comments from Tourism Commission? If not, I will round up.
Anyway, we thank all members for their valuable comments, but then I just want to highlight one point, is that we are not building another Disneyland in Lei Yu Mun. It's just a very minor beautification project. And another thing is, I think in Hong Kong, various attractions will have their own characteristics and attractiveness to visitors. And we don't want to rebuild another Sai Kung in Lei Yu Mun as well. So Lei Yu Mun is Lei Yu Mun and Sai Kung is Sai Kung. So we want visitors to visit Sai Kung as well as Lei Yu Mun, and not just either one of them. That's why we want to keep the feature and characteristics of Lei Yu Mun, but provided that visitors can have a leisure walk along the waterfront in a safe manner, because previously some visitors did climb on the rocks and that and got injured.
Thank you. So I think basically we have discussed quite a lot on this, and I think the general sentiment that I got is that the Lee Yuen waterfront, we do want some enhancement of the area, especially for the enjoyment of the people. And in particular, there is an existing cluster of vibrant activities that is going on with like 3,000 visitors. But we do have two major concerns. The first one is how to look at the whole project holistically, taking into consideration water quality, traffic, and the detailed mosaic tiles design. In particular, the artificial features, you know, that we don't want to see in the area. The second thing I think is basically a lot of concern of Paul as well as Peter is how the enhancement, if we are to have it, is to be synchronized with the infrastructure. So how the two of them can match each other and to be, you know, kind of synchronized and to match each other. So, but I think this would more likely to be like how the plan is going to be worked out in terms of the actual schedule or work plan. So I think that that would be probably the next stage. All right, do I kind of summarize the major concerns here? Yep.
Well, you summarized, I believe, Chair, quite correctly, but I think that the tone is wrong. I think the tone is that we do not support this project to go ahead until the programming and the details that have been, the questions that have been asked are being answered. And I think we should definitely, in any of the summary of this on this discussion, avoid giving the impression that we support this to go ahead without having first resolved the issues and answered the question.
So I hear your comments. Okay. Other comments? Okay.
Madam Chair, yeah. if I yes. could suggest, I mean, I think a number of major issues have been raised. Tourism Commission, in fairness to the Commission, may not have the information here or may want to go away and reflect and come back. My suggestion would be we regard this as work in progress, that we invite the Commission to come back and see us with some responses to the major issues we've raised. On that occasion, if there are other parties who have alternative suggestions. I think we don't want people just who are objecting for the sake of objecting, if you like, but if there are other parties who have specific suggestions as to alternative design or alternative layouts, then perhaps they could be invited to attend that meeting as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to suggest as well. Okay, last comment? Yeah.
主席，我喺利業門呢係有16年嘅時間。 有啲嘢我要需要即係澄清啊！一個咧，李業門係咪有吸引力呢？呢一方面我想講下。李業門30幾年嚟，到目前為止係已經有18間酒樓，30移動海鮮檔。如果佢每晚酒樓海鮮檔咧冇10圍以上嘅海鮮嘅客咧，佢係冇辦法維持嘅，所以咧。 8000嘅3000甚至係8000嘅遊客呢個數字係不準確嘅，每晚都會超過1000幾個遊客。如果一個月計呢，係數以萬計嘅，幾萬嘅，呢個係一個數字。係，第二，李業門係咪有吸引力呢？我可以講李業門係香港一個有世界性嘅知名度嘅品牌，喺世界上好多地方都用李業門海鮮呢個招牌。
佢哋覺得李業門冇吸引力，係因為佢少去。我請佢哋到現場睇下，特別係晚上。嗱，幾年之間去一兩次嗰啲朋友呢，應該去。夜晚嗰條路係水泄不通。啱先有啲朋友講到交通嘅問題，點解會有交通問題呢？人多啊嘛。點解冇吸引力呢？第二係咪冇民意基礎呢？我哋喺區議會。 數次區議會嘅諮詢呢，係一致同意，係希望盡快展開有關嘅工程。我哋喺地區所有嘅地方團體、所有嘅街坊、所有嘅商户，我唔講99%係支持啊！我哋做過問卷調查，係有嘢為證嘅。
OK，thank you. Yep, good. Thanks a lot. So I think we have hear about, you know, like that the major tone is to hear about, you know, the progress work that has been done. The commission, as I've said, you know, we want some more, you know, working plans kind of from the Tourism Commission as how this would be carried out. And I think because this is actually an open meeting and also people would know that this item will be further discussed when we, the Tourism Commission come back with the work in progress. So I think the Secretariat we could invite and to hear from the opponents, okay, as to what are the major concerns and so on in the next time when we deal with this issue. All right? So,
I just wonder whether we would be provided with some numbers, like statistics about what the gentleman just shared.
Yeah.
I think this is quite useful information, and also the understanding about the 3,000, how it would grow to 8,000, what would be the assumptions building up that growth. Also, I would like to know the total budget for this enhancement project in order to decide whether there is cost and benefit, rightly set up.
Thank you.
So I think it's 30,000. Just the local, the California just said there are 30,000 visitors every month, not 3,000. So
we just get some more information.
I think there
should be some data.
I think just the DC chairman just mentioned the figure is not the average figure, just the PR. He just want to highlight that Lei Yu Moon is attractive.
He's disappointed that he
did not visit Lei Yu Moon for such a long time.
Thank you. Yes. Okay.
Chair Lady, I was still trying to put my way in the task force.
Yes.
I heard we should hear all the different voices, but that be dealt with the town planning board. They'll be dealt with the district council. I mean, should we at other venues to listen out all the different objections, opinions before we make a decision?
Yeah.
That is not that efficient.
Yes.
And I was a little bit worried about people put up an alternative design, alternative offer. How details we want the alternative design offers? Because we could have copying a very low-end shop. We have a brilliant idea, but it doesn't have a feasibility study to bear with it. Again, I would really want to look at different options, but I would caution an idea is good enough, rather than back up with a details, design, viability study, and that is not something the task force should promote.
Yes, I agree. I think, and also it's not fair to compare detailed design as opposed to just an idea. Right. So, but I think we could round up here. In particular, there are useful recommendation that on the work plan we do want some more information, in particular about the budgets, and then when we are inviting opposition, it's really up to the members of this commission if we are to form an opinion and we think that is helpful or is necessary to listen to different views, then we just invite them to present over here in order to form our opinion. Good. So thank you very much.